Lord, you're so awesome. We so love your grace, Lord, because you have extended grace beyond our ability to even comprehend it. I mean, it's just awesome, Father. And I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, that we get to experience that grace a lot. Thank you, Lord, for your love for us. Love for your people that love you, Lord. And the things that you're doing for them there, and you're delivering them from all of these things that some of them have had for all, most of their life, if not all of them. We praise you, Father, for setting us free, Lord. Setting the captive free. That's awesome to watch. It's awesome to watch the supernatural things that go on too, Lord. Not that there's any display of junk, but Lord, we just like to see people with a smile on their face and shining like a new dime when you fill them up with your spirit. Thank you, Lord. I ask that you be with us tonight, Lord. My prayer is, Lord, that your glory would come down tonight and fill us all up with your glory and your supernatural energy and the supernatural wisdom and all that good, glorified stuff that you have up there, Lord, all the blessings of heaven. And Father, I just thank you for all that you're going to do tonight with this fine group of brothers and sisters here. Lord, you know my love for everybody here. And I just thank you for it, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you knit our hearts together with that golden cord that Kurt often talked about. And I praise you and I glorify you for what you're going to show us tonight in your people, in your body, in every part of your body. And Father, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anybody got any prayer requests? Yeah, Dave.
I was listening to the last teaching David had, and I thought maybe I'll try to get rid of a few things in case they're bothering me. I'm not denying it. I just want, you know, to make sure I don't have anything that's holding me back. And I figured I'd have you guys agree with me as far as casting anything off that was there. I found I've been getting lustful thoughts lately. I've been casting them off, but they're coming. So I know it's the spirit of lust trying to come back on me.
Okay.
And I found that it's easy to be critical of others in my mind. But as more... The criticalness comes more from, I got a few people I work with that aren't real ambitious, and actually one guy's almost can't even really do his work. He came from he partied his life pretty hard, and he was smoking, and he's had numerous heart attacks now, and he can't really even speak coherently. He can't address the issues we have with the equipment. He can't fix it. Doesn't understand it that well. He's at my level as an electronics technician, and he's working at a basic level of maybe what we call basic mechanic, and he can't even do mechanical work at all. So I look at him, and they basically are babysitting him through his job. You know, he's just, everybody just kind of has to pick up where he can't go, and we're all just kind of, you know, doing his stuff for him. Not that I'm mad at him, but I just see that, and I you know, so sometimes it gets under my skin a little bit because he doesn't really do much. So
how
I got to, huh?
How'd he get hired?
Well, he's been there as long as I have. So I've been there over about, you know, I'm close to 35 years. But because he's been there that long, you know, when he started, he wasn't that way, but he is now.
I got you. Okay.
And so, you know, we're kind of just, everybody just kind of has to babysit them, you know. But it is what it is. I mean, we just deal with it, you know. But sometimes I don't have the patience for him. That's all. You know, I come up to help out, and which is okay. That's fine. But he's kind of a good moral character support. But he can't really do anything. You know, really, very little. So I don't always have patience with that. You know, in my mind, and I'm, you know, so I know it's probably just maybe it's a thing for the Lord to, you know, work on me. I don't know. And then, you know, we got a guy that's getting ready to retire, so he's not really, he's kind of there just, you know, biding his time. I used to have, well, let's see, what else I got? I mean, I decided to make up a list, like you said. I can find that I can be not wanting to be, but I can be self-defensive. You know, I can get in that self-defensive mode. And not like I'm trying to come over top anybody, but I can get into that thought that spurs up the little bit of anger inside. Even though I'm not trying to express it and come out that way, my thought pattern's gone that way, because that's, you know, that's a traditionally what I used to do. And it's much better when I used to be, but I remember I used to just get angry and blow up, and I don't do that anymore. But I still have that in the back of me still. You know, not that it's a raging fire like it used to be, but I can still feel that, you know, in the back of me a little bit. So that's still there. And I used to have a rejection, spirit of rejection and fear of rejection, but I had that when I was growing up, and I've cast that off. You know, and I got that from my dad, of course. But I thought I'd just mention that. And, you know, a few years back when I had deliverance from Paul Rimel, I confessed pornography. I confessed had a lot of sexual sins back then. I was addicted to sex and all that stuff. I mean, I used to drink a lot. I confessed all that stuff. I mean, because that was my back. That was really the worst of me back then. But I remember when I was going through deliverance with Paul, and that was when Paul was still, you know, he was still a good brother here. There was a voice that came in my head that says, "I'm not leaving." So I don't know what that is. If it's, you know, I don't know. There's something there. There might be something there. I don't know what it would be, just to mention that. So there's probably an unknown spirit or something there. It's hidden. Because of this stuff, I've always had sensitive skin. I remember years ago when I was young, I had hives and really bad. And because of that now, I mean, I get around chemicals and stuff, my skin gets easily irritated, sunburn easy. Maybe it's just because I got, you know, I get white skin, light skin. I get blue eyes, so I got sun sensitivity to eyes. You know, I wear sunglasses out in bright sun because I can't see that well. But that's some of the stuff I carry physically stuff. And maybe it's because I'm working so much, but it could be a spirit too. I've got a little lower back pain soreness. Maybe it's a spirit. I don't know. Just thought I'd bring all that up. And, you know, everybody can see I'm a mess. But I just wanted to put that out there. And I don't feel like I'm getting any lighter, but I just want to put that out there, you know, so it's not something I'm hiding or trying to hide from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ready to get rid of it?
Sure. Let's go through some of this, see what happens. I want to, you know, absolutely.
Well, here's what's going to happen, because okay. when all of us believe in together and yes. We pray, these spirits out of it, they're going, there ain't no way they can go anywhere else but out.
Absolutely.
That's the way they got to go.
Absolutely.
When we pray, and if you experience some kind of unusual
sensation
in your body, like a burning sensation or a headache or
right.
Tingling in your arms or whatever, let me know about it. We'll get that.
Okay.
It's happening. Sometimes the demons like to grab a hold of something, try to hang on for a while. But they know. but they got to go, and they can't stay. And something else, Dave, if you, I didn't listen to the broadcast, David told me that he talked about it a little bit, but all the demons are coming out regardless of what we might experience. It might happen all at once. It might happen an hour from now. It might happen 2 days from now, but they're coming out. Just keep on believing. Leon gave a testimony the other night about when he went down the hill from here, some came out, you know. So, and then we've had others that experienced the rest of them coming out 2 or 3 days later, you know, and got complete deliverance. But everybody gets delivered completely. So that's.
I just want to make sure if there's any unknown ones that.
Well, we can deal with that too if you like. That way, it'll give everybody else a good chance to see what happens when we go through these deliverance sessions. When I get through with this list, what I'll do then is command those unknown ones to come forward and speak their name. And then what you'll experience one of two things. You don't go hunting for something. You just sit there and you rest, and something will pop in your head, and you can speak it out, whatever it is. And it might not be something that you even understand, because these demons are thousands of years old. They may have names from, 4,000 years ago. I don't know, but we've found some pretty strange names of demons. So don't worry, just go ahead and tell me what it is, and we'll command him to go, because he's got to go.
Now, if this thing happens slowly and they don't come out, I mean, they're not telling me their names right away, we can move on to something else. And if they come to me, I'll let you guys know. I can do that too.
Well, we'll go through this list first, and we'll cast those out. Those have got to go, and then we'll do the unknown ones. Okay. All right, because everybody knows what they've had problems with in the past, and we can deal with that. And to be honest with you, some of these are not sins, but, I mean, they're not spirits. They're just bad habits or something like that, but you're confessing. Right. And when you confess them, then you'll be free of it, praise God. So we're just going to go through it and get you free. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the authority that you've given us over all the power of the enemy. And you told us when two or more of us together, they got to go. Them demons have got to go. When we agree together, they can't do nothing else but leave. And we thank you for it. And in the name of Jesus right now, I command that spirit of patience, impatience, to leave Dave immediately. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you that it's a done deal. And that critical spirit, judgmental spirit, you go in the name of Jesus. And you have to go. You have to go. Self-justification, you go in the name of Jesus. We command it by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the blood of Jesus just washes you out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Rejection and fear of rejection, I command you to leave, Dave, right now in the name of Jesus. I command it. You can't stay. You have to go in Jesus' name, both of you. And any other fears that are in there associated with them, I command you to get out too in the name of Jesus. All sexual sins, all sins of lust, all of those things, pornography, perversion, any of that stuff, I command you by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave Dave now. In Jesus, every one of you, I ain't talking about just one, I'm talking about the whole crop of you. Leave him right now in the name of Jesus. You can't stay in Jesus' name. And sensitive skin, I command it to be healed in the name of Jesus, that he doesn't get sunburns anymore. He's not under the curse and can't get it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that the sensitive skin problem is no longer a problem. And then now the lower back pain. In the name of Jesus right now, I command that lower back to line up with the word of God. I command every joint in there to be healed. I command every pad to be working like it's supposed to, every joint to be working like it's supposed to, and being greased like it's supposed to be. And I command the pain to leave and everything to be restored as new in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that the pain is gone. I command it to be gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Dave, are you experiencing any kind of uncommon sensations in your body or pain?
No. Let's cast off skin rash, too.
Okay. Well, skin rash, all skin rashes, or any?
Any skin irritation.
Yeah, skin irritations, you go. Skin itching, you go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that all of his, all his glands are going to work from now on. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Ora siete la carason ramahandra siete. I praise you, Father, for the work you're doing in Dave right now.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, I just praise you, Father. And as I pray these things, you need to be agreeing with it. That yep, you gotta go. Yep, you gotta go. Yep, all you gotta go. Every one of you's gotta go. And it works a lot better. When we can put a name to something, Dave, for whatever reason, David don't know and I don't either, but whatever reason, they seem to go a lot quicker, a lot easier. So that's why we're gonna call them forth and make them speak their name. And you just close your eyes and do whatever you want to do. But when I speak this, something shows up, you tell me what it is. If it don't worry about it. Maybe it's nothing. Okay? Okay, now, I command the first spirit to come forth and to speak your name in Jesus' name. I command it by the power of the blood of Jesus. You come forth and speak your name now. Speak in the name of Jesus. What's your name?
It's all quiet.
Okay. Is it, you don't get anything?
No, I wanted to make sure, but I'm not getting anything.
Okay.
I had a pretty good feeling. I was cleaned up, but I was. I'm not sure. But
okay. Well, raise your hand. Raise your arms now, because God's fixing to fill you up now. Lord, we thank you for your complete deliverance of Dave. I command every spirit that even thinks he wants to come back to go from him right now in the name of Jesus. Everything, not of God, leave him in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, right now for filling him up with your Holy Spirit. Fill all those crevices up. And so much so, Lord, that there's nothing left but your love inside of Dave. And I thank you, Father, for all you're doing in his life, that now he sees through the love of Jesus. He sees through your heart, Lord. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done and have done in Dave, in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it, brother.
I believe it, too. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
Thank you, Father. Yep, I pray that we all have more of the Holy Spirit, more of his guidance in our lives. We get more of his holiness to drive us forward on that goal of being in the bride. And whatever it is he needs to clean us up along the way, always let us know and talk to our hearts and make us to come in agreement with it as fast as possible and have us a lowly, contrite spirits. Thank you, Father, for giving us opportunity to come to you and share with each other in a body and be amongst believers and not have anything holding us back and have any fear of what anybody might think. We're just going to come out and be what we are. And let you cleanse us and make us whole. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anybody can do this themselves if they want to. If you need some help for doing it, you know, you can contact us. We'll set up a time, and maybe we can do it over Zoom, you know, individually, if you want to do it that way. But I do recommend it. I do recommend it. It's freed up a lot of folks here. Almost all of them already.
What I'd like to see is more of the power of the Holy Spirit come on us so we can have more of the gifts. That would be great.
Well, you're fixing to see it.
Absolutely.
You're free of the demons. When you get free of the demons, you ain't got nothing left but the Holy Spirit. So praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. We need it.
Yes, we do. We're fixing to see the power of God. We are in a mighty way. We're seeing it here. I'll tell you what. These sessions have taught me a lot about the spiritual realm. And we're both, you know, David and I, we're learning some stuff about, you know, what's going on.
I'm seeing it manifest at work a lot with people more. You know, I'm seeing spirit of the factious spirit come out, you know, the rebellion. You know, I have a Christian brother the other day, and I says, you know, I don't really want to talk to you and agree with you or have any conversation with us right now. I just want to think about the end times. Oh. He walked away. And today I shared with him the reason why I didn't want to talk to you, because I see you manifesting a spirit. I didn't want to have any conversation with that spirit. I didn't want to have anything to do with that. And I told him what it was. And he wasn't really believing and accepting it because he's got that fear of rejection and spirit, and because of it, he's got that, what's the other fear? It goes along with fear.
You talking about fear of rejection?
Yeah, it comes with a spirit of rejection, but it's the, because of its rejection,
well, there's frustration, there's anger, there's bitterness, all of that goes along with it.
It's
fear, man.
He makes excuses because of his
justification.
Rejection spirit. Yeah, he's trying to find excuses why it's this and why it's that. And so I said, hey, you know, I'm not here to listen to the excuses. I'm just telling what I saw. You know, and then I told him about the Holy Spirit, which Dave brought up a good one, Acts 19:2, where it said that asked, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit since you believed? I said, most people have been told they received it at baptism or they received it when they first became a Christian. I said, it doesn't say that in Scripture. It says, after you believe, after all this, have you received the Holy Spirit now? Well, yeah, I've got the Holy Spirit. I mean, I do this. And I said, no. I says, it has nothing to do with that. It's not a mental assent. It's not an understanding. I says, this is an absolute truth. Have you actually received it since you believed? This is what the Scripture says, not what you want to make it say. And so that's, you know, putting them on the spot, people on the spot, like, hey, do I really have the Holy Spirit? You're asking that question, these Christians, you know. So I put that at them. Then I had a woman that, remember that woman we talked about, we prayed about that got fired. I mean, she was coming out against me that day. She was doing things, you know, and trying to irritate me. And it was, just, you know, she hadn't been to work 2 months and all of a sudden she's kind of trying to pick a fight with me, little things.
The Lord, I see what the Lord's done. He gave patience.
Well, that, and I think it's the other thing was
some flesh.
Seeing me with spirits manifesting on me, wanting me to react.
Yeah.
So that if I reacted, that gives them the right to come in and do what they need to do or come on me or, you know, or infest me. It's like I wasn't reacting. I was just getting away from it. So I wouldn't give them that opportunity. So I think that's what also you see Satan do. They will come on you and manifest around you and try to get you to react with them and manipulate you, control you. And if you react with it and go with it and you let your flesh come out, and you then they got the right to come in and act on your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was seeing too. So I wasn't reacting to anything. I just got smart to it. Oh, I see what's happening. That kind of thing, you know. So, but I wouldn't have had that knowledge hadn't I been with this group. and been with us for a few years. So,
one other thing I do want to mention, since everybody's listening, once you cast the demons out, you have to maintain that temple. You have to, when they try to come back, you have to rebuke them. A lot of people think, well, that's just my nature. No, it's a demon. Just keep it out of it. Keep it out. Rebuke it. Even if it's a, well, what does it make any difference? If it, when it comes back, tries to come back on you, you just rebuke it. Well, I tell you, it's, we had a wonderful time the other night. We're going to have one again Saturday at the pot blessing. We're going to have a good time at the pot blessing. Yeah, Leon, go ahead.
Talking about continuing to cast those demons away, it's kind of like the symptom demon. When you're sick and you get healing and that symptom demon tries to come back on you, and if you accept that symptom, if you don't rebuke that symptom, then you got that sickness again, whether it's cancer or anything, arthritis or whatever. So it's the same deal with what Michael was saying. If you accept that back into your life, then you gave authority to those demons to come back in. That's like the scripture talks about sweeping out the man, all the demons from the man, and then they come back with seven of their friends worse than they were before. So, you know, they inhabit that clean and swept out place. So you got to be careful of that.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Okay, anybody else? We'll pray about something now. Okay, Monroe wants us to pray, and he wants to come to the USA for a visit, and he'd like to meet up with UBM. Please pray for smooth sailing regarding passports and visas. Says sometimes that can be an issue. No, not if we pray and believe. So we're going to pray and believe that Monroe and the people that come with him, in the name of Jesus, that they're going to have smooth, they're going to have favor with everyone involved to get their passports and their visas and all of that stuff in line, that it's not going to be a problem for them to go ahead and do whatever they have to do to get ready to come over here. And Lord, I thank you that it's going to be smooth sailing for Monroe and his people that are coming with him. And I thank you, Father, that Monroe is going to come visit us. We'll have a party when he gets here. Praise God. Amen. All right, Monroe, that's done, brother. You're not going to have any problem.
So we pray they don't have any postal attitudes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. How Barry and Marilyn? How y'all? How y'all is? How y'all doing? Everything all right? That's cool. Amen. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request or a testimony or praise report? Yeah, Matthew, go ahead, brother.
I've got a couple of them. I got a praise report and a testimony.
Okay.
I just want to thank you all for praying for me the other night. My headache's completely gone.
Amen.
And I feel a whole lot better. It's just the extreme attack of the enemy there, and it's gone. So there's my praise report and a testimony about the deliverance I got Monday. I went up to the mountain with the guys, and David and Michael, they cast out demons out of me, and it was a interesting experience. I've never I see you, Michael. Anyways, it was an interesting experience for me. It was awesome. I mean, be honest, the thing I realized as I was going through and making this list of you know, all these things that I was have ever struggled with, or demons that I've struggled with. And one of the biggest ones, at least in my life, was rejection. And of course, fear of rejection that goes along with it, and fear of man too. And and I was thinking about that as I'm writing that down and everything, how it almost literally controlled my whole life, my decisions, my actions, how I treated people, and how I treated myself. And it was like, at that moment when I realized that, I felt like there was this heavy weight around me, like I was being bound with ropes or something, you know, around my arms and back. And so when I got that deliverance on Monday, I can't tell you that great weight that fell off of me. It felt so amazing. And then of course all the other things I got delivered from too. I tell you what, I felt amazing. And Michael was witness to this, and of course, you know, we prayed to be filled with the Holy Spirit afterwards, and man, it was so awesome. I can't tell you what, I mean, Michael was witness how awesome it was to have that refilling up with the Holy Spirit afterwards. It was truly amazing. And, you know, to be free of that, and it's like, I noticed the difference now. I don't feel that weight around me, binding me up, all my actions up anymore. Especially, you know, how I deal with coworkers, how I deal with family members, or even just brothers or sisters. And it's definitely just such a blessing. And I'd encourage anybody to go ahead and just make that list up and get a hold of Michael and David, because you don't know what you're missing, you know, that freedom, that true freedom from God, and that joy of the Holy Spirit. It's I'm still just on that kind of that cloud nine a little bit, if you will, from it. And just when, you know, Michael was praying for Dave there, it was just like, it was right, I was right there, right beside Michael, agreeing with my faith. The Holy Spirit just rose up in me, and we were just praying and believing, and that stuff was gone. I mean, it was awesome, powerful. So I just want to give God the glory for giving grace at this time for everybody here, especially all of us in the local body, those in the greater body too.
Amen. Yep. It's definitely a bondage breaker. It really is. A lot of people, we've had some, you know, didn't think that they needed it, but after they heard the testimony of the people that were set free, man, they stepped up to the plate.
That's why I did. I didn't want to anything holding me back.
No.
So I encourage anybody else too, if you feel like there's something there. Like David said, make a list and we can go through it.
Well, hi, Greg. Good to meet you, brother.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Well, it's good
to have you with us. Where are you located?
On the west coast of Australia.
Ah, okay. Well, y'all just had a great election down there. We appreciate it.
Well, you didn't have anything to do with it, did you? As far as the voting goes. No, it was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
But then again, I didn't vote for Trump either, but I wasn't allowed to, so.
Yeah. Okay. Amen. But anyway, good to have you with us.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
What time is it there?
8:38 in the a.m.
Oh. Okay. What day?
Friday. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Okay. That's what I thought. Amen. Well, I need to, well, let's see. Well, then tomorrow at this time, we can go to Pot Blessing, can't we?
Yeah, I can tell you everything's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That sounds good. Amen.
So what's the future like?
That's what I said. I'm not going to tell you. I'll be there.
We'll have to pass the plate first, won't we, Craig?
Well, there's so many things I could do, yes.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. Anybody else need prayer or would like to give a testimony, praise report? All right. There's we had a subject from who was it that had that? Was that Andrew? Was that you, Andrew? No, it wasn't you.
Denny.
Denny did it. Okay. What is the goal of a Christian? Now, I'm going to let y'all do it because...
It also was, is the goal of Christianity to go to heaven?
Oh, okay. Is that what it was? Okay. Is the goal of Christianity just to go to heaven? Is that what it was? Okay. Go ahead, Andrew.
Before we start, I'd just like to have prayer for me.
Okay.
I want to make my list, but I think I need prayer to make my list.
Okay.
Because, you know, when other people go into these things, you know, it's like you think you have everything. And, you know, I've been, like, just listening in here. I made some notes here, but... You know, I have to make a list out of that notes there. So I need help from the Lord to make this list.
Okay.
And
I add to it. No.
I just want to ask the Lord to help me with this list. I don't know if I'll be ready for Tuesday, but I would really like to have deliverances and healings and to operate in the wonderful gift, Lord, that you have given us, a gift of new life in your Son, as your Son, that Christ move within me to deliver and to heal me of these items that will be on this list. Mm-hmm. And I pray, Lord, that that you'd keep me till then, till the list is complete, and till I'm delivered and healed. In Jesus' name, I pray, and thank you, Father, for this wonderful plan of salvation in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we thank you for giving him everything, and if he don't get everything, we'll find out what it is. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Look, some of you may be a little bit hesitant to do it in front of everybody. If you want to do it one-on-one, that's fine. We can set up a schedule and do it that way. So it's just whatever you want to do. I'll do it here. You know, either way, it doesn't make any difference. Yeah, Leah. Go ahead, Leah.
I just want to encourage everybody, even if you don't think you have a problem, to go ahead and get some deliverance. There are some deep, it's like Matt was talking about, he had a deep-seated thing in him that he wasn't aware of, and it came out. So even if you think you've attained, so to speak, I would encourage you to get, even if you don't have a list, just pray about it and ask the Lord. I cast lots. And he told me I had three more, so that were unnamed. So I didn't think I was that severe, but it wound up being quite a few. And Greg, we're talking about a deliverance here from demonic spirit.
I mean.
So anyway, even if you think you don't have a problem, I'm going to do a prayer for you.
I mean. Yep, I would recommend it. Gosh, hang on just a second. I don't know who was first. Tim, I'll come right back to you. Let's see what Joe's got. What you got, Joe Britt?
I also want some prayer, please. I'm going to do my list. tomorrow, because I haven't thought, I only listened to this morning, because I'm a bit forward than you, but I'm also making my list tomorrow. I just want to prep it in agreement with me. The Lord make it clean, whatever it's on, please.
Okay. Are you going to be ready for Tuesday night, or you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. I'll contact you back, thank you, Frank.
Yeah, that'll be fine. That'll be fine.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Joe DeBrazzi. I'll get back to you, Tim. I think he had his hand up a while ago.
Now, I could use some same prayer as you prayed for Andrew. I'm not 100% sure what is all there, but I could use some prayer myself. Not tonight, but yeah, if you just want to pray for me, Lord, give me
okay
wisdom. Let's what's
see,
there?
Let's see, Joe. I've got your notebook right here. Oh, yeah. Let's see.
That's too small.
Okay. All right. All right, Lord, let's just pray.
That's only a quarter of it. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lord, we pray that you give Joe a complete list of the things that you want him to be rid of. And I thank you for it, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that it's going to be easy for him to come to remembrance. And, Lord, make sure he's got plenty of lead and plenty of paper. And, Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Joe, he's going to get it for you now. Just believe it.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, I can use prayer, too. But okay. I think it's something. What's going on Tuesday?
We got a conference call.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've been talking about people here getting freed up from one-on-one deliverance here locally. Mm-hmm. And people here on the outreach want to get free too. And they've been, what we've done, Barbara, is you sit down, get along with the Lord, and just make a list of the things that have, that you know that you have problems with as far as demonic activity. And make a list. That makes it a lot easier for us and makes it go a lot quicker.
Well, how do you know if something's demonic or not? Like, I could tell you right now, my husband, you know, he's been gone now since December, and I'm still grieving him. And I listened to an old teaching of David's where he said something about our emotions could be in bondage. And I'm like, well, then I must be in bondage, because I get real emotional. I still struggle with him not being here, him gone, and I cry a lot. But I think I've always had some kind of a crying problem. And, okay,
you make that list, and we'll go through it with you. I know for a fact that grief is one of them. Okay, you can add that to the list. Doubt and unbelief is another one. And
yeah, that's terrible.
Rejection is another one. The spirit of rejection is another.
Wait. Can you explain that one to me? Why would rejection be there?
Okay, rejection is when you feel like you have to justify yourself when somebody corrects you.
Well, I don't feel that.
Or you feel ashamed, or you know, whatever. Rejection. Yeah. Rejection is when you don't like it when somebody talks to you about something and you get a little bit irritated. A fear of rejection is drawing back so that nobody talks to you. And you know, these are glaring examples, but it goes the whole gamut of frustration, bitterness, anger, impatience. All of that goes with, I tell you what, we have found out since we started this that 90% of the people that we prayed for have a spirit of rejection. And what has happened is sometime in their past, somebody, when they were a kid, they were bullied or they had a father or a mother that was a disciplinarian to the wrong extent, you know. Without love.
Right. Well, what happens if you dealt with that? I mean, because I have had that. I thought I dealt with that, and David's prayed over me. I don't, like,
Okay, you just make a list of what you think you got, and then we'll ask them. Then we'll,
yeah,
we'll
I don't make, know. Yeah, pray for we'll me on that.
Hang on. Let me finish what I said, Barbara. what I was saying was you make that list, and then when we get through with the list, we'll go in there and make them speak whatever's left. And whatever's left, that's what's left, and then we'll cast them out, okay?
That okay, makes- let me, okay, what list? I don't know what to put. I don't, you're sitting there saying make a list, but I don't know what to list.
Okay.
I just
told you a few of them.
Right.
I told you a few of them. That's the start. And anything else that bugs you, okay?
So anything else. You want me to list that?
I want you to list everything that's a negative in your life. That, yeah. Go ahead, Missy. Maybe you can help her out here.
What comes to my mind, Barbara, is any negative, plaguing negative thoughts that come to you, that the enemy, you know, you may think it's yourself. You may think it's just your flesh. It can be, it's at least a 50% chance that it's a spirit. But any persistent plaguing thoughts, negative thoughts that come to you, whatever they're about, you know, whatever.
Probably condemnation.
Well, yeah, okay. that goes right along with rejection.
Mm-hmm. Frustration, impatience.
Well, I always feel like now that Bruce isn't here, I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have loved him more. I wish I would have did this or that.
Well, don't work yourself up. Procrastination. Put that down. Put procrastination down. Okay. Condemnation. Put that down.
Yeah, that's you know, the enemy trying to put guilt on you, all that stuff.
Amen. That's right. That's not you, Barbara. That's the enemy.
Guilt, yeah. That's condemnation.
Like, they speak a lot of good examples of words here. Don't let these words infect you or come upon you to have to cast something off at this time right now, you know. You know, that could be a temptation there, you know, rather than a possession, you know. Because, you know, I have a list here, but this is just words. I'm not saying I have all these things, you know. It's just we've done a lot of study on this stuff, and I've been just listing some of these things. And,
you know, what that list is a confession, mostly. It's a confession. You're confessing those things that have kept you from your greater walk with the Lord.
Because I made this list a long time ago after my divorce. And you get a lot of things jumping in on you. And but if you pray for, like, your ex-wife and you want salvation for her, you know, it really helps a lot. Anyway, I don't want to say all these because then, you know, I don't know if anyone out there has the same thing I have, you know, when you get those commercials and they talk about all those things you could possibly have, you know, not that I watch TV anymore, so I don't have to watch that anymore. You think you have everything, you know, and that's what you have to be careful about too. This is why you have to get alone with God and ask, you know, and I would say even ask God, you know. You know how to cast lots and flip coins and put your finger down on the Bible by opening the pages. And, you know, that could be a help. I don't know if this is what I'm going to do with my list. I don't know. Is that something some of you have tried? Or
I think Missy nailed that. She said there's something persistent coming up in your life. That's what we want to go after. That's the thing that's holding you back now. Now, you can mention stuff in the past and make sure it's covered like I do once in a while, but I know it is because I don't have that desired, like, Moran for pornography and stuff like that, like I used to. I don't have that big desire to have to drink a lot and, you know, all that stupid stuff I did years ago. But if you have something that's still holding you back now and you feel like, ah, this is just something I just, you know, I'd love to have a go. You know, not to even, and if you're not even sure about it, you can bring it up just to make sure. That's the kind of list you want to go for. Where you're at now kind of list. And even now, my life, you know, if I feel like there's something bothering me and it's between me and the Lord, I confess it then with me and the Lord. And I kind of it then, you know, but if something's persistently bothering you like me, it was lustful thoughts, you're thinking, well, I'm going to get a little more help on this. Even though I'm casting them off, I want somebody else to agree with me on this. If there's something else a little stronger that I can't handle myself, I got two or more agreeing, and in Jesus' name, it's going to be done.
Amen. Amen. I hope that helps, Barbara. Just make a list of everything that's been a negative in your life and up to this point, and that's a good start.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Somebody, Tim. Tim, let me hang on, Matthew. Let me get you in a minute. Tim had his hand up already.
I lowered my hand, but I'll just put a point out there for Barbara and Andrew and Joe and Dave and stuff. And that's personally, you know, I had some things that I thought I had, you know, the Lord and I had been that I'd been delivered of and stuff. And but really, it wasn't a total deliverance, you know, through prayer and stuff by myself. I knocked the size of the demon down, maybe. Or made it kind of put it in remission, and but it was still there. And so my deliverance today, I got rid of, was delivered of stuff that, you know, I thought I had it under control, but it really it was still in the shadows there, you know, it was crumbs in the corner, and that was gone. And then also through prayer and stuff, we realized that there was some demons. Some had names, but I didn't know what they did or what they were doing. That were, you know, dwelling in me, and a couple that were nameless that were occupying spaces in my body, in my organs. And as they left, you know, it was like my lungs got clear and my stomach felt better and things like that. My shoulders got wider and looser, and it wasn't just things that I had a name for and that, you know, were a problem. There were demons occupying my body that I didn't know about. And through the prayer and deliverance, it was a real cleansing. And I'd really encourage you to go through the whole process, not just name the ones that you can and pray on it yourself, but have other people pray for you and drag them to the surface and force them out. It's a real cleansing experience.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of wild stuff going on, no levitations or somebody getting slapped up against a wall or anything like a snake crawling on the floor. We haven't had that yet. Go ahead, Missy.
Well, what comes to me, too, is that, like Tim was just saying, he thought that he was rid of it, you know, but there was still some of it there. You know, there's some spirits, for lack of a better way of saying it, it comes off in layers. It's a slow deliverance, and you know you've been delivered mostly from it, but there's a little piece of it there just hiding yet, you know. And I just wanted to make that comment.
Amen. Go ahead, Matt.
I was just going to clarify a little more that I didn't know that I was so bound up by, you know, rejection in my life. I thought everything was just fine, dandy, and normal. I knew I had a problem with dealing with the spirit of rejection in my life, in most areas of my life. But I never knew the or felt the being bound up by it until I started going down writing that list and realizing, oh wow, you know, I really am bound up by this in my life. I thought it was just normal, like, you know, because I've had it. I inherited it from both sides of my family. And, of course, through events that happened in my childhood. So it was just, to me, it was normal. But once I realized that, then, you know, I knew it wasn't normal. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Well, most people think it's just part of their makeup, you know. But it's not. It's a demon. Go ahead, Leah.
Well, that's why this, like us getting together here and confessing our sins to one another, is so important. Mm-hmm. That's what this deliverance is about, is confessing things that are happening in your life to guys that are knowledgeable about this. So if you have a problem and you just confess to the Lord, you know, He'll deliver you. But that's like Missy was saying, that little part tucked away. It doesn't fully evaporate. It doesn't fully come out unless you confess it to man too. And confess it to your brothers and sisters and get delivered from it, fully delivered. And that's an important part of that. Because if you're not confessing it to man, you're not really confessing it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a conjunction of confessing to man, your brother, and then confessing to the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's taken care of.
Amen. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Matt.
Sorry, but I'm going to hog up your night. I've been delivered from rejection, so it don't matter no more. No, actually, I want to give a testimony about Obi's deliverance.
Okay.
So we had the whole family get deliverance on Monday. And, of course, Obi was there, and we wanted him to get delivered from a few things because you know, he got a few things through the bloodline through us, and just some things that we've struggled with over the few years that he's been here, and he's kind of caught on to that too. So we got him, we sat him down on the couch for David and Michael to pray for him, and as soon as they about ready to do it, he about jumped out of that couch and went, no! He wanted nothing to do with that. And,
no.
So we pinned him back down on the couch. And David and Michael prayed for him. We cast those spirits out of him.
Amen.
And immediately afterwards, he was happy and just playing and running around. And even to this point now, there's been a huge difference in him. Before, he was refusing to take his naps. He was usually always in a bad mood because he refused to take his naps, and pretty rebellious.
Yeah.
Now he's taking his naps, and he's doing really good. His he's actually bonding a whole lot better with mom and myself and him as well.
Amen. He needs that.
Yeah, I've really seen a difference in him too. Just the last couple of days, you know, Matthew's at work most of the day, and yesterday he started having a runny nose, and I didn't think anything of it. And then last night he was really sick, and he was up and down all night. At one point he had a fever. I have no idea how hot it was. I didn't check because that doesn't matter. I know he's healed. But he was so hot, even his feet were burning up. And in the past, I would feel frustrated, and he would be just whining and crying and everything. And he was, you know, fighting me when I would try and hold him in the past. When he'd get like that, you know, he'd be cranky. But I just, you know, would sit with him in the rocking chair, and he was just so happy. He was just smiling, even though he was burning up, and really content. And I'd lay back down, and he'd be like, no, up, up, up. And I'd say, no, you got to lay there. And he would just settle down, and then he'd wake up a little while later, you know, but he was just really good. And he climbs up in my lap like he never used to do. I used to be like, if I'd pick him up, he might sit there for a little while, but then he'd want to get down and run and play. And now he just comes and climbs up on my lap all the time. And he's just so happy, you know, just so grateful to the Lord for what he's done. It's just such a difference. And he was a really good kid before, so now he's just really, really good. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Father. It's always good. Okay.
I'd like to say something.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Debbie. Yeah. What's your name?
Okay. One of the things that what I thought was a besetting sin of mine was being critical. And just critical, mainly to my husband, because he's the only one around me all the time. And it was like a demon, because thoughts would come at me all the time, like Missy said, thoughts that are plaguing you won't go away. So he was really plaguing me all the time. No, I just had critical thoughts, and I would repent of them with the Lord, you know, and I found myself talking to my breath about things, like, I don't want to do that, and repenting of that, but yet still kept going, so I knew I needed to confess that and be delivered of that, and I just feel I don't have any of that the last couple of days. It's just 2 days now.
Yeah.
So happy. No, I don't have any. I feel really free in that. And other things were, what they were sins from my past. Bad sins from my past that have kept me feeling like such a terrible, awful person. Just not a good person, bad, and I just felt that way. And I felt that people know, oh, they've seen in me, so they know. And then I feel really guilty and that stuff. And I felt like I needed to confess those words of my past, because those demons of those were there, not active in action, but active in keeping me under the guilt of that and feeling really, one of the words was wretched, and I couldn't wait to confess some of these things, and I didn't know how I would, what would come out, what I would say, but, because I felt like, I feel so one with everybody here. So Lord, we're one, we're a body, and I really want to be able to get this out and confess these things. I mean, he's known them, but I wanted others to know, because for one thing, I'm around people with the spirits going in me, you know, how I might be, what are you passing on, and you know, how are you affecting others by your demeanor, because the spirit's acting up in you and making you feel guilty and unworthy. It was just, anyway, so I just feel really free now. I don't have those plaguing me, those thoughts anymore plaguing me, always hiding in there, letting me feel so unworthy, and I just praise the Lord for that. So I'm glad that I confessed even those awful things, even though what I did in my past. So praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your deliverance, for your cleansing power. Praise God. And your Holy Spirit that fills us up too, Lord. Thank you, Father. All right.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Is selfishness a sin? I mean, is it a demon? I mean, I know it's a sin, but I mean, is it a demon?
Put it down.
I am. And something else came to me too. I always feel like I always feel like I don't fit in. I always feel like I'm not spiritual enough. I don't fit in.
Rejection. Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
Okay. All righty.
You're a normal, sinful person, Barbara. Don't worry about it. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
That's right. You certainly are. Okay. Anybody else? There's Matt again. Go ahead, brother.
Well, it's not a testimony. I do remember I need prayer for something.
It's my work situation. It's been quite atrocious the last couple of days. The team leader's been on vacation, and usually the guy that usually kind of fills in for him has been out on the floor filling in for other people. So I've been stuck doing about 3 or 4 jobs at once, and it's been pretty stressful for me. Been pretty stressed out at work, and just kind of guess I need prayer for more. Just kind of leave it in the Lord's hands. That way I don't stress out about it. And I know we all work unto the Lord, you know. So if you could agree with me on that one, that would be great.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, Lord, I just pray that you help me realize it, to just leave it in your hands, Lord, in this work situation, Lord, that you are in control of it all. And there's nothing I can do about stressing out about it that's going to make anything better, worrying about it or anything like that. So, Lord, I just leave it in your hands, and I'm just going to trust you're going to take care of everything. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to get me Saturday off, too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe it. Lord, we're just thank you that putting him in the rest that you've given him, that everything that comes to him is going to get done, and he don't have to worry about it. It's just a job. It's just a job. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that he's going to get off Saturday, too. To eat some of that wonderful hamburger meat that I'm going to be cooking. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's see. Monroe's got a quick prayer request. Okay. All right. Well, Lord, we just lift up Monroe's wife and son that are on a road trip for work. And I thank you, Lord, for your safety. I thank you, Lord, for your warrior angels that surround the vehicle and them. And we just thank you, Father, that you're going to take them there safely. It's going to be a good trip for them, and they're going to come back safely, with no incidents whatsoever, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your angels that surround about them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your shield of protection around Monroe's wife and son in Jesus' name. Amen. Monroe, it's done. It is done. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Somebody else had raised their hand here. Who was it? Okay. Roadkill burger. Yeah, could be. You never know what comes out of my refrigerator. I always mix it up with beef, though, so nobody can tell. Go ahead, Daya.
Like I say, do we want to get on that topic that Danny brought up? So far, well, where we go?
Let's see what Diane's got right quick.
Okay.
Yeah, I would ask you to pray for me too, to make a list, because even I've been in a church where we had deliverance as a practice, a regular practice, and I thought I was delivered from just about everything. But I remember a couple months ago mentioning to one of the pastors that I had a problem with suspicion, you know, and he suggested I go to the Pigs in a Parlor book and look up their buddies that hang out with them, those certain demons. And I think I did at that time, and I don't think I have a problem with that now. But as Barbara was sharing, I realized that so many times over the years, this lying demon that I don't fit in. You don't fit in here. You're not spiritual enough. You're not always. It doesn't matter, you know, what group I'm with. And so I realize, just pray for me that I would seek the Lord and allow him to point out, because I'm sure there's more than that one. I appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for placing it in Diane's mind, what you want her to make what you want her to put on that list in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it. And also, Lord, put her in the rest, not to worry about stuff so much, because she's in the body of Christ. And we ask the Lord, you do that. You put her in the rest. We command any anxiety right now to leave her. Any stress about that, in the name of Jesus, to go. Condemnation, go. In the name of Jesus. We praise you, Father. Now the list is shorter. Okay, Diane.
And I have another situation. I don't have a lot of freedom here, even on the teleconference, because my son and my husband can hear just about everything I say, but they're downstairs now watching a basketball game. So I have a daughter with Down syndrome. She's 38. And when she was, I think it was around 21 or 22, she got schizophrenia. And we went through hell in those years for a while. She's in a residential living. She's been there for about 11 years. And I saw where, even as a parent, I opened the door for certain demons to come in because of my fear of man. For instance, one of her aunts wanted to give her a certain video, and I didn't feel good about it, but I allowed it. And it was a Ninja Turtle video, and I really believe she picked up a spirit in there of that one person in the video called Master Splinter. I believe it. And because I addressed Sharon to the pastors with the Deliverance Church I was in, and their remark was that because she has Down syndrome, that even if she got delivered, it would be very hard for her to keep it. So that kind of hinders me, you know. But then the last time before last, when I was with her, I asked her if I could pray for that Master Splinter demon to come out. And she said, okay. And I did. And I'm believing it came out. But there's so much there because of what that pastor said. I'm afraid that if I would cast demons out of her, that they would come back with many, many more, because if she's not able to keep herself. And so I've been researching the Bible in cases when the Lord cast out demons at certain times. And I think if I remember correctly, that I know he does share in that one portion about if you don't keep the house swept, that they can come back with more. But in a case like my Sharon, where her mentality level is lower, even though she's very high functioning for a child with Down syndrome, she's 38 now. But, you know, I have to know that the Lord is leading me each time when I'm with her. I don't want to do anything that would invite more demons back in. Mm-hmm. So if you could all just stand with me and pray that, I want to do what the Lord's doing, and I don't want to do things at the wrong time if he's not doing them. And I don't want to be hindered by what someone else said, because to me, it's like when the one person came to the Lord and about, you know, healing his daughter, or just speak a word. I mean, the Lord just did it. He didn't put these stipulations on about keeping it. You know what I mean? And so I struggle with that. And I just praise the Lord that even right now he gave me the opportunity to share it, because it's been weighing on me for a while. But before she received the Lord when she was a little girl and she got baptized. And at that time, I wasn't sure if she was ready or not, but the pastor said, just let her do it anyway. She can always get rebaptized later if she wants to later on in life. But even as a child, when she was sick all the time, she would just listen, have her headphones on and listen to Christian music, the Psalms. She loved it. She loved it. She loved it. And then when this schizophrenia came on her, when she was 21 or 22, it's her whole life changed. I'm not crying. I'm rubbing my eyes because they're burning from the light here. But her, it's almost like
the little girl I always had and knew left and someone else came into her body. I've gotten used to this other person for the last 12 years or so, but I just remember who she was, and I believe she has a calling on her life, and she does need to, I know she needs deliverance, and I don't know how to go about it. So I just ask that you would stand with me in prayer, and the Lord would lead and direct me in that direction. Thank you.
Can I ask you a couple of questions first?
Sure.
Okay. Does she have the ability to understand what salvation is?
Oh, I think so. I think she does.
Okay.
I know she sometimes preaches. Well, let me tell you, this happened to me, and this was a couple months ago, and it just blew my mind. We're in the car. We weren't talking about anything religious or anything at all. And she turned to me and spoke a blessing over me. She said, may God bless you and give you happiness. I forget what the exact words, but because it hit me like a bullet, I was so unprepared for it, and she had never ever done that before. And I looked at her and I just said, Sharon, thank you. Thank you for that blessing. That means so much to me. So that was one, you know. And the pastors told me that, you know, if she was demon possessed, she would never be able to sit in the services all the time at church, and you know, she went forward a couple of times. She would always raise her hand when they gave the altar call, you know. So I'm not sure. She's like I said, she's very high functioning for a person with Down syndrome, but in saying that, she can't make judgment calls. She has to have 24-hour supervision, because somebody could easily just whisk her away or something if they gave her candy or food, or, you know what I mean? She doesn't have, what's the word? She just can't make judgment calls. She can't make judgment calls.
I'm going to tell you something about that.
Okay.
Because of who we are, mm-hmm. and what our authority is in Christ,
mm-hmm.
we can believe that God even reverses the Down syndrome. And because of our power and our authority, she can be totally healed. Mind, soul, and body.
I believe it.
She can be, that can be done. And all we have to do is believe that God, and trust God that he's going to do it.
Amen.
And listen to me now.
Okay.
You are mama.
Mm-hmm.
You are authority.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the authority to cast those demons out and pray God's protection upon her.
Okay.
As she's changing, I'm telling you.
Okay.
That's good. That could happen. So.
Okay.
If you want to do that, we'll pray. We'll pray like the Lord leads us. Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll agree with you. We're going to give you, because we're in agreement, it's just more power when you're in.
Amen.
Amen. And I have to say one thing real quickly. When she was born, I was not in a full gospel church. And an older sister said to me, we just don't receive this Down syndrome. We don't receive it. And I thought, oh, lady, you're wacko, you know? And so I received it. But yep. You know what? Even when she was born, I felt the Lord came to me and said, it's going to be hard, but I'm with you, and it's going to be okay. That's what I felt like he was saying to me. And it was hard, believe me, especially as schizophrenia came upon her. But, yeah, if I had had the faith at that time, to agree with
that's
that.
Okay. Sister. Now's the time. Now's the time. Yeah, amen. Willie's got something he wanted to add to it.
Pardon?
Willie wanted to say something also.
Okay, go ahead, Willie.
Yeah, that the church that you went to where they said, you know, you know that comment that they made, she won't be able to hold on to it because of her Down syndrome. You know, you don't make excuses for God. If they don't believe, they don't believe, and they didn't believe. You know, there are certain things they just didn't believe. You know, even yeah. if they call themselves a deliverance church, you know, they have unbelief in areas that were just crazy. You know, they were more traditionally deliverance churches than they were spiritually deliverance churches. They found a format, they followed that format, you know, and it was hoping to see some type of church growth success or whatever the heck that they were looking for. It had nothing to do with bringing people into deliverance and in absolute
authority of
God. You know, that wasn't there. You know, so I'm you know, but there was a young man in the Bible who had a deaf and dumb spirit. Mm-hmm. It didn't say how old that young man was. Never said his age. All it says is there was a young man. You know, at 30, you can be called a young man, mm-hmm. you know. And Jesus wasn't like, well, you know, because he's 30 years old now, you know, he should have common sense, you know, say himself, he's not really going to be delivered, you know. But the parent, you know, brought the man, you know, and Jesus only said, you know, how long has he, you know, has been in this condition? And so the spirit was cast out. You know, how long has your daughter been in that condition? Since she was born, you know. Mm-hmm. There was no sin in the earth. Nobody would be born with Down syndrome. You know, that just would not exist. That came from a different realm. You know, that came from the curse of sin. You know, that these things, they're born out of hell. And so I just wanted to tell you about that, you know, because, you know, that church was about as confused as it can be. And I can just tell you the truth about that because I used to be that way. And there were certain things, you know, just a spirit of confusion, you know. And I bet they were trying to do deliverance every Sunday, 4 days out of the week. And people was coming up and down every single day for deliverance and sometimes the same people. Why? Because there was no genuine surrender, deliverance that was bringing people to a surrender to God. You know, that's what deliverance is for, absolute mm-hmm. surrender. You know, it's supposed to bring you to a surrenderance to the Lord. You know, just like when people, you say, make your list. You know, what are we making that list for? You know, so we can be completely surrendered over to the Lord, you know. I'm not trying to make this list to embarrass myself. You know, you don't have to worry about being embarrassed when that list is made. When you get that deliverance, you know, the joy of that surrenderance that comes from that deliverance is amazing. The peace that comes from it, you know, the strength that comes from it. You know why? Because there's an area in your life where you've been delivered and surrendered, you know. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. So, I would not even, I know you dealt with that Down syndrome since she was born, you know, and that's all your flesh knows. That's all your flesh knows, you know. And if you find yourself in a place where it's just that thought is so strong in you, that's all I know. That's all I know, you know. Put that on the list too. I don't know how to believe for deliverance for my child. That's all I know. My child has been this way since it's been born. I struggled. I fought. I've gone through hell. You know, even the man was like, you know, I believe, but help my unbelief. Cause this has been some years, you know, you know, I don't know what to do. And so, yeah. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Thank you. That was helpful.
Thank you. One thing about faith is this. Don't ever put God in a box. Well, I don't think God can do that. Well, God made you. If God made you, he can heal you. He can change you. He can do whatever it is. Man, I've seen wretched people come to Jesus and just be holy. You know, and if he can do that, he can change. What's her name, Sarah?
Sharon.
Sharon, he can change Sharon. He's going to, too, because we've got the faith to believe, okay?
Amen.
All right. Y'all ready to pray? We're going to pray for Sharon. Lord, you've given us the authority over everything. I'm not talking about just this, that, or the other. You said everything. And we're going to take it. And we're going to trust you, Lord. We're going to trust what your word says. You said if we believe, we pray, and we believe what we pray, it we shall have it, is what you say. And so we're going to believe what we pray tonight for Sharon and every other thing that we pray for, but especially for Sharon right now. In the name of Jesus right now, I command that Down syndrome off of her right now in Jesus' name. She's not under the curse. Her mama takes authority. She's the spiritual head of her household, and she takes authority over it, and we agree with her that that Down syndrome is gone from her. And all its associated demons, I command the demon of schizophrenia off of her right now in the name of Jesus. And every other demon that she has problems with, confusion, you go in the name of Jesus. I command that brain to line up with the word of God, and she'd have perfect knowledge. And I thank you for it, Father. I don't know what else to pray, Father. But you do. We're just praying a perfect Sharon comes out of this in the name of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus covers everything that she's got. And we thank you, Lord, that it's gone now. That doesn't make any difference what we see with our eyes. We're believing what we pray. Doesn't make any difference what we hear with our ears. We're believing what we pray. That Sharon is healed of Down syndrome and all of these tormenting demons that she's had to deal with over these years. In Jesus' name, we command every tormenting demon to go from her right now in the name of Jesus. Every one of them, not one of you stay. You don't have the right. I don't even have to say your name. I'm telling you to leave her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that this is done. Now, if anybody else wants to pray, go ahead. Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Sound mind on sharing. Sound mind, sound decision making to give her back all that was taken away from Satan. Satan, you give back everything you took and you leave now. Thank you, Father.
She does not have this Down syndrome from this point on, Diane.
Amen.
She don't have it, so don't even claim it anymore.
Amen.
She's normal. Amen. Go ahead, Missy.
I want to pray rejection off her.
Okay.
Jesus, I command rejection off Sharon in the name of Jesus, and even the fear of rejection in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for doing that. Thank you, Lord. Go in the name of Jesus. You're gone. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Matter of fact, Lord, I'm asking you, Jerry and Barry and Shem, I'm asking you to go over there and minister to her now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Okay. Anybody else? By the way, Jerry, Barry, and Shem are our angels that stay here at the house. Amen. Yeah. And it don't take them long either. Go ahead, Dave.
I can say I have prayed for people that are a girl that had some kind of issues similar to that, and she was being taken care of by her sister and her brother-in-law, and I met him on a path once, and I talked to him a few times, and they were saying she is getting worse, and I cast it off her in the name of Jesus. and whatever it was we were working with. And next time I saw her, she was happier and bright, and just everything, at her countenance had changed, things had improved. So this is not something that's not, this is within our right as disciples. We can do this. So we just keep on casting and believing and don't receive it, and it's going to go. It's already gone now, but we just can't. We don't want to quit not believing for this.
Amen.
Don't let doubt come in.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Leo.
I'm thanking the Lord for doing it, too.
Yes. Thank you. We praise you, Father. Yes, we praise you, Father, for what you're doing with Sharon right now.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Yes. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for delivering her and filling her up with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my. Ooh, I feel good about this one. I know this has happened.
Amen.
It's already happened. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. What a God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, everybody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I feel the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like dancing, dancing, da-da. I get up here one of these days and do that, dancing before the Lord, and y'all scare y'all out of here. All right, anybody else? Diane, it's done. I believe it in my heart. I know it's done.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Wait a minute. Who? Any minute, mighty mo. Go ahead,
Diane.
Yes.
I'm done. Remember what I told you a long time ago, and I just recently told you again. I told Diane, gosh, that was like what, 7 years ago, I bet, at least.
Probably, yeah.
I told her, you know, once I really got grounded in faith and belief and things that the, you know, the Lord can do, you know, through UBM, I told Diane, I said, I truly believe that one day she is going to be healed, delivered from that Down syndrome. I told her that a long time ago, when I consider myself to have been just a babe as far as faith, you know? So I'm excited. I'm really excited. I know it. I know it. I know it's done. It's done.
Praise Amen. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, who was it that had the hand up? Denny. Okay, Denny, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'd like a prayer for Jonah, our grandson, 6-year-old Victory's son. And I think most of you know Victory a little bit. And he's been really demonstrating some, you know, behavior, just really, all of us, it's just coming out of nowhere type stuff, you know, several times now when he gets, he's always been really good on the bus, but all of a sudden he'll undo his seatbelt and he won't let him buckle it. And he fights him, or when she'll put him on the bus, he'll be fine in the morning getting ready. She'll get him on the bus, he'll get seated, and then he'll yell out some cuss words at his mom. You know, he's just that kind of a bizarre behavior. So while we told her, we think that, you know, they probably need to be demons, you know, dealt with it in this situation. So we want to do that right now. Just take on behalf of Jonah. And so, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over any demonic spirit in Jonah. In Jesus' name, we bind you. We forbid you from harassing him, from influencing him, from causing him to act. In the name of Jesus, we bind you in Jesus' name. And Father, we help Victory. We just give her the authority on a day-to-day basis. That's when she sees this thing, to take that authority, help her to understand. And we just bind this activity in Jonah. We just set him free in the name of Jesus. Set him free from the spirits that would come through his father in the past, and the rejection that he's experiencing even now. We with what, how he expresses himself at times. So we just bind every spirit in him that's trying to control him. We thank you for that. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Amen. We break any generational curses right now in the name of Jesus. We command them to go from it. We command those spirits of rage and anger to go in the name of Jesus. You can't stay in Jonah. Grandma and Grandpa says it, and if they say it, it's so in the name of Jesus, because they're standing for their grandson. And we thank you, Father, that Jonah is free from all of that. In Jesus' name, we ask, Father, that you do send your angels round about Jonah to minister to. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bring.
Lord, we command that mental capacity, diminished mental capacity that he has is gone from him. And he is healed of that, Lord God, as well. And he is a fit young man, acting as a fit young man to his parents and to his grandparents, Lord God.
Amen.
Desire Amen. To know you and love you and serve you. Sorry, Michael.
No, that's okay.
Amen.
That's fine.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'd like to pray too.
Okay.
We just command a rebellion off Jonah. Is that what his name was?
Jonah.
Yeah.
We command rebellion off in the name of Jesus, and we command cursing off him in the name of Jesus.
Yes, the name of Jesus. Yes.
Speak filth in the name of Jesus. You are gone in the name of Jesus.
Gone in Jesus' name. Amen.
He will speak love, word, love and kindness to his mother and be meek and humble in Jesus' name.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, I just pray against the words that Victor uses towards Jonah, God. God, in the pushing him away, Lord, and he feels pushed away from her, especially since now new baby and even Cat May, a year and a half old now, Lord, that he's just feel pushed away because he's very demanding. And Lord, I know she pushes him away, and we just bind that spirit in her in Jesus' name of not wanting to be bothered by Jonah. In Jesus' name, I pray, God, you send forth your angels to minister to her, God. You minister to her, Father, the need that Jonah has for his mother, Lord, that he wants her, he wants to be by her, and he's retaliating at being rejected and pushed away. And feels in the way, and we just bind that now, and bind those spirits coming from Victory and unkind talk to him. I pray, God, that you just envelope her in love, God. Fill her with love for her son, Father. Cause her to just all of a sudden look to him in a new way, Father, to see a need in him, God. See the need for him in him is love from her, Father, and love from you, God. She will speak your name to him, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Free victory up, God. Help her to call upon your name for help, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the areas of her life, Lord, and with her children. Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. We just thank you, Father, that Jonah is completely delivered in Jesus' name. Completely delivered. And Lord, we ask that we pray that Victory would call Denny and Debbie and ask him what's going on. He's acting like a perfect angel today. And they'll be able to tell her, well, I'll tell you what's going on. God's people are praying for him. You need to do the same thing and draw close to the Lord. And Lord, we thank you that this is going to be a turning point for Victory also. And Father, we just praise you for the work you're doing in Denny and Debbie's daughter and grandson. In Jesus' name, that whole family. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Pray for Victory, too, that, you know, Father, you give her strength to be a good mother. Give her the patience she needs. Renew her spirit where she feels like she's lacking her frustration. Lord, take that frustration spirit away from her, whatever is to giving her any kind of a darkness. Remove that darkness. Give her your light, Father. Give her a victory in her life also, so that she can overcome whatever she's going through, so that she can be the mother she you would like her to be for her children. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your prayer.
Father, I
asked you to give her a light bulb moment, a revelation, Lord, of what she's doing, that she's rejecting Jonah. And thank you for granting her repentance, Lord. She doesn't know what she's doing, and I command that spirit of rejection off her, and I command that spirit of rejection off Jonah in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for granting her repentance and filling her heart up with love and nurturing and a proper mother nurturing towards Jonah. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah, Leah. Go ahead, Leah. Oh, he's praying. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, Marilyn.
And I'd just like to add also, we bind up the spirits of insecurity and jealousy off of Jonah. In the authority of the mighty name of Jesus, spirits of frustration and stubbornness in Jesus' name. And Father, we've bound up many things here. And we thank you, Lord, that we have the authority to do that. But we also have the authority to whatsoever things we retain on earth are retained in heaven. And Lord, we pray an outpouring of the Holy Spirit here. We pray a spirit I command this hindering spirit that doesn't want me to speak this, I command you to go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, we just pray a spirit of repentance. Repentance. Wow, the enemy didn't want me to get that one out. Not only on Victory, but also on Jonah. And Lord, that you will, in faith, especially for Victory, that she has repentance and faith. And Lord, that she's going to see these things. You're going to enlighten the eyes of her understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit. And she's going to repent and believe without condemnation that you've forgiven her and that you're showing her the way. She's going to be seeking the Holy Spirit to guide her and lead her. Lord, that she's going to be led in the Word. Also, Lord, that you would even give her dreams that would be beneficial here. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for the good work that you're doing here. I pray an outpouring of wisdom and grace and the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom for Victory. But Lord, also that outpouring of grace and love and mercy upon Jonah, Lord, that you're going to draw him to you and even give him childlike faith and childlike understanding. And you're just going to work all this out, Lord. You're going to get them, that little family, in a position where they can be in a place where they can be discipled on a daily basis. I know Debbie and Denny have gone over there many times, and they're doing the best they can to try to do it long distance. But Lord, Victory's going to have that day-to-day uplifting there from the body of Christ to disciple her and help her to come fully into the kingdom. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for the victory here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We believe with it. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Man, we're going to see some changes here. Glory to God. All over this place. Amen. I believe it. Yeah, Joe.
I could use prayer myself for two things. My neck has been bothering me this past week or so. I can only turn it about this far and it starts to hurt. You know, there's some minor pains, but yeah, I mean, it's tough either way. It's tough moving it and I need a good night's rest. The enemy's been killing me this past week with sleeping. I mean, well, the reason, basically one of the major reasons I wasn't there on Tuesday was I was like running on 3.5 hours of sleep. You know, I couldn't get to bed right away, and my mind, well, I'd probably preoccupied with all kinds of stuff, you know, and I just couldn't get to bed right away. The same was last night, so I got about 4 hours of sleep. You know, that's not enough for me to function. So, I mean, I need a good night's rest to basically to be refreshed. Right. Yeah.
All right. Amen. Well, we're going to deal with the neck first.
Amen.
Lord, I lift up Joe to you, and I thank you, Father, for the authority you've given us. You said when we pray, when we believe what we pray, we're going to have it. In the name of Jesus right now, I command that pain out of his neck, this tension, the stress, whatever it is that caused it, I command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that he doesn't have pain anymore. The pain's gone.
Amen.
The neck is completely healed. And I thank you, Father, that tonight you're going to give him a supernatural sleeping pill, the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Father, that tonight he's going to sleep better than he slept in days. And Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to give him the faith to believe that, because when he lays his head on that bed, he's going to fall right to sleep. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, for your ministering angels, his guardian angels that's sitting there. That's going to put him right to sleep. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. He's healed, delivered, and set free tonight to get a good night's sleep. Thank you, Lord. He's going to wake up in the morning, be refreshed, and he's not going to call his things up on him anymore. He's going to say, I can sleep like a baby every night. And when he goes to bed, don't be worrying about what happened night before or the night before that. He's going to say, I am a child of God. I ain't under the curse. I'm going to lay my head down here. I'm going to fall right to sleep because I can see Jesus. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, Joe.
Amen.
Amen, brother. That's going to happen. It's Amen. Already happening.
Yep, my neck's already loosening up a bit. I Amen. Feel relaxed. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, we didn't get to talk a whole lot about the goal of Christianity, but y'all are seeing it in action, aren't you? We're seeing it in action. Praise God.
We got that 2 minutes.
Well, you're looking at the goal of Christianity. The goal of Christianity is to walk in the steps of Jesus. That's what it is. That's the goal. That's the goal, and to disciple other people to do the same thing. And they are to disciple other people to do the same thing. And that's the goal of Christianity, in my humble opinion, and what the Word says, is to bring heaven on earth, right?
Yeah, we enter heaven here.
That's right. That's right. Bringing heaven on earth.
It's not the goal to get the goal to heaven. It's like we're entering heaven.
That's right. You got it. Amen.
We can bring heaven down with us right now. We're in it.
We're doing it. We're doing it as we speak. We're going to watch heaven come down on Shad. We're going to watch heaven come down on Victory and Jonah. We're going to watch heaven come down on Blake. We're going to watch heaven come down on everybody that we've been praying for. Dave, your family too.
Yep, absolutely.
Family. All everybody's family. Praise God.
How's that? The prayer goes, Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as is in heaven.
That's right.
Bring it. Absolutely.
What is that? Huh. Really? Yeah. What I'm saying. Y'all see what I'm seeing? Look over here. I don't know if y'all see. Barry and Marilyn and Willie are together in their pictures. Barry's on the left and Willie's on the right. But in the center, on Barry and Marilyn's side, there's a black thing up there that goes up. And then over here to the right on Willie's side, it looks like a snake head coming out. Yeah. And it's just perfect fit. Can y'all see it? Yeah, okay. I thought maybe it was just me. Okay. Oh, it's a light. Okay. I couldn't tell what it was. I was getting worried there, Willie. I didn't know if you had steak coming in there on you or what. Praise God. No, you ain't. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's been a wonderful night, hasn't it? Been a good night. Thank you, Jesus. Leon, tell me what the goal of Christianity is in 2 minutes or less.
Worship God, to know Jesus, and to become Jesus. To get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To mimic Jesus. To walk in the step. To do the things of Jesus. To do greater things than Jesus. To attain to the bridehood.
Amen.
Or greater.
Or greater. Yeah.
Amen.
That's awesome. Absolute surrender. That's it. Praise God. Yeah, Leah.
Where's Pat then?
He's working, I think.
Is he still working?
He has to work. Yeah, he has to work this shift, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's pray for Pat.
Okay, go ahead. We'll believe with him.
We just lift up Pat to you, Lord. He's busy with his work, and we know that he misses being here, and we miss him being here. And Lord God, we pray that you'd bless him and strengthen him and give him victory, Lord, both in the spiritual realm and in the earthly realm as well. And make all those contractors conform and work with him to do the job properly, Lord God, and not be rebellious against him, and just be working with him. Bless him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Let's see. George, did you have anything to add for tonight's? Uh-oh, he said, oh, somebody called my name. What am I doing in here? I got to run all the way back up in there. All right. George, can you hear me?
See if Greg wants to say something.
Greg, do you have anything you'd like to add to what we've been talking about tonight?
You just want to hear my accent, don't you? Well, my lack of accent, really. No, not a lot. I mean, you know, I would have answered the question, bring heaven to earth. But, you know, more than that, yes, it's to know him and make him know. But no, look at that. You know, thank you for being here. Everyone is so well behaved. It's just not my usual Zoom experience, but that's okay. Well, no, it's great. Let me just speak blessing over everybody, if I may. And Michael, if you tell me again, what are the name of your three angels?
Right outside my door is Barry. His name is actually Baruch, but I'm from Arkansas. I just name everybody something different.
We call him Baza.
Yeah, Barry. And then across the hall, I live up on the second floor, and across the hall is Jerry L., and I call him Jerry. Downstairs, We have a Berkey filter with water going in 5 gallon buckets, and he stands beside that with a sign up there that says drain the swamp. He stands right up and under that. And when we pray, they all huddle up, and then they'll take off and do the job, and then they'll be back just a little short while. So
fair enough too.
Amen. That's just true.
Yeah, Father's not gonna hold them back on us.
Nope.
He's not going to hold him back.
Third guy's name is Shem.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it is right, Shem.
Yeah.
All right, no, thank you for having me here. Look, bless you all, you know. His kingdom come, absolutely.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now come on back anytime.
Yeah, you can join us anytime. We're Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And sometimes Saturdays.
Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, Saturday night, Whitney, can you take that? Okay, because we got pot blessing, and I don't know if I'm going to be back in time or not. It's going to be so good, y'all. Them hamburgers, good gracious. They're going to be so good. All beef hamburger or hot dogs and whatever I can pick up on the side of the road on the way over. That's what we're going to have. Yeah, I hear you, Tracy. Yeah. Well, you come to the pot blessing, you can partake, girl. I guarantee you. Same number for not for Saturday night. Saturday night listen, write this down.
You want to send out an email on that for anybody?
Not the email, it's the ID, right? Zoom ID is 356-749-0467. I should've. That's not it.